Imagine taking your financial spreadsheet, you know, your carefully calculated 401k, your aggressive monthly savings rate, all those complex compound interest formulas, and just throwing the entire thing right out the window.
Just completely tossing it out, yeah.
Because usually when we sit down to talk about building wealth, we operate under this expectation of, well, cold, hard mechanics. It's like architecture. You pour the concrete of a steady job, you stack the bricks of index funds, and eventually the financial advisor points to the math and says, well, there's your house.
It is entirely formulaic. I mean, the modern approach to finance is designed to be highly predictable. It's just income minus expenses equals wealth.
Right.
It's a very clean, very linear equation. And frankly, it is deeply comforting to the human mind. We naturally gravitate towards systems we can calculate, you know, systems we can control entirely with our own two hands, our own labor, and, well, a decent calculator.
But then you step into the world of biblical economics and theological wealth frameworks, and suddenly we are looking at a financial landscape that claims to operate on a completely different set of physics. Today, we are opening up a fascinating, highly complex foundational text. It's a 2025 ebook titled Covenant Wealth: Biblical Principles to Acquire Financial Prosperity.
And it's written by Dr. Lintore Fortuin, who is a South African theologian, a college president, and a senior pastor.
Right. And in Fortuin's worldview, that visible spreadsheet we all rely on is it's secondary.
It is an absolute paradigm shift. Fortuin's premise is that the invisible soil of a person's faith and obedience matters infinitely more than the visible bricks of their bank account. Our mission today is to completely deconstruct this intricately layered theological framework around money.
Which is a huge task.
It is. We are going to explore how Fortuin bridges ancient biblical texts, concepts that are literally thousands of years old, with highly practical modern financial wisdom.
We are going to be mapping out what the author calls the kingdom economy, and looking specifically at how its underlying logic fundamentally differs from traditional secular capitalism. And I really want to point out to you, listening right now, whether you are actively trying to overhaul your own financial habits because you are stressed about bills.
Which is so many people right now.
Exactly. Or maybe you're just intrigued by the intersection of faith and macroeconomics. Or if you are simply wildly curious about concepts like grace over grind and what the text calls the end time wealth transfer. This deep dive is going to completely reframe how you view the purpose of a dollar.
And as we dive in, I want to clarify that we are just serving as your explorers for this material.
Right. We're impartial.
Completely. We are unpacking these religious and financial concepts factually, mapping out the established architecture of Dr. Fortuin's text. We aren't here to preach or convert or take a side, but rather to help you thoroughly understand the logic, the causality, and the